Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf. We begin on Yotes Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Bnei HaYeshiva sent a message to Mar Ukva as follows. Adar HaSamach LaNisan LaOilam Chaser. The Adar, which leads into Chodesh Nisan. So whether it's a leap year, in which case it's the second Adar next to Nisan, or your typical year. So it's one Adar leading into Nisan. It's always going to be a Chodesh Chaser, one consisting of 29 days, with Rosh Chodesh Nisan being on day 30. Tori Evans says perhaps to make it easier for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz, although they have to keep 2 days Pesach, but they can rely on the fact that probably Adar was a 29-day month, in which case they know which day is the real Pesach. It's the first day that they keep, and the second day has certain leniencies when it comes to halachis. When it comes to bearing a mace, that a Yisrael can involve himself in bearing a mace on the second day of Yom Tov. In any case, there are some halachic ramifications to this concept, that Adar is always a chaser, a 29-day month, Rosh Chodesh being on day 30. Masiv Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has a clash from a Mishnah. You say it's always a fixed amount of days, 29 days. The Mishnah later says, Al Shnei Chadoshim Mechaludinus HaShabbos. If the Edom, who saw the new moon, would like to come to Bezin to testify, they can be Mechalal Shabbos. They could even go past the Tchum to arrive at Bezin. Al Nisan Val Tishrei, only on the following 2 months, when they come testify regarding the new moon of Nisan or Tishrei. I think more later we'll discuss the significance of Nisan and Tishrei, since the Yomim Tovim are dependent on these Rosh Chodashim. In any case, they have to come rushing to Bezin to tell them about the sighting of the new moon. I amris b'shloima zimnen mole zimnen chaser. This makes sense if you say that Adar is sometimes a mole, sometimes a chaser, meaning Rosh Chodesh Nisan can sometimes fall out on day 30 of Adar, making the Adar a chaser, or Rosh Chodesh Nisan can be established on day 31, in which case Adar is a 30-day month. So it's a fluctuating month. Then we understand Neshum Hachi Michalalina, and that's why we allow the Eden to be Michalal Shabbos to arrive at Bezin. Because otherwise, if they don't do that, they don't come rushing to Bezin on Shabbos to say that, look, we have the new moon right here, and make the Rosh Chodesh today on day 30, we're going to postpone Rosh Chodesh to day 31. So they have to hurry up to tell us. It makes sense why we allow them to be Mechal Shabbos, so that we are Mekadosh the Chodesh on the right day. Eloi Amris Lo'olam Chaser. But according to you, the Adar is always 29 days. I'm Mechal Lilan. Why do they have to rush over to Bezin? Why do they have to come out of the Tchum? Even without the Edom, we will still make Rosh Chodesh today, because we know Adar is a 29-day month, followed by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mishum the mitzvah lekadesh al pi hara'iyah. There's a mitzvah to use the Edom, to rely on their testimony. Although we make our own calculations, we know that Adar should be a 29-day month, followed by Rosh Chodesh. But there's a mitzvah to do it based on the sighting of the Edom, says Rashi on the top line. Eli amr s'alem chaser. If it's always a set, fixed 29-day month, v'inami lo yasu Edom. And even if Edom don't arrive, we'll still make Rosh Chodesh today on day 30. Why do we justify Chilul Shabbos for this purpose? The answer is, there's a mitzvah. Although Bezin don't need the Edom, but there's a mitzvah to listen to the Edom and be Mekadosh the Chodesh based on that. Hashem tells Moshe, Kazeh Re'eva Kadesh. That's the drasha. Chodesh Hazelachem, which means we should see it. We should be notified of a sighting of the new moon. And that's the mitzvah that Bezin is trying to fulfill by waiting for the Edom. And that's why the Edom rush over, even on Shabbos. We're going to learn from a pasuk, b'mayadoi, they rush even on Shabbos, so that we can do the Kiddush according to the Re'iyah. So we thought we had a kasha on this concept. that other is always chaser, the Gemara answered the kash. Continues the Gemara in the second line. Ika de Amri, some in a different version, Amar of Nachman, Afanana Amitanina. Actually, we have a raya that other is always 29 days. The Mishnah says, Al Shnei Chadashim, Mechalin Asa Shabbos, Al Nisim Al Tishrei. The following 2 months, Edom will be Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezin to tell him about the new moon. This works well if other is always a missing month, a 29-day month. That explains Mishnah Machim Mechalinam. That's why we allow them to be Mechal Shabbos. The mitzvah, l'kadesh al ur'iyah, because either way, come day 30, we're going to establish this day as day 1 of Nisan, because Adar is always 29 days. And that's why we say, rush over to Bez, b'machal Shabbos, we want to fulfill the kiddush ha'chedush al pi ur'iyah. If they don't arrive today, we're going to make today rush chedush anyway without them. We want to be makayim the mitzvah al pi ur'iyah, hurry up, b'machal Shabbos. Eli Amras Zimnin Malawi Zimnin Chaser. But if Adar is a fluctuating month, it's not a fixed month. Sometimes 29, sometimes 30. What's the rush? Amai Mechalalil. Why do we allow Chil Shabbos to take place here? Suppose they wait another day. They don't come on Shabbos, they wait till Sunday. No problem. We have the option of making Adar a 30-day month. Ne Abriha Idna. We'll add another day right now. We'll do Kiddush HaKadosh tomorrow when they come. Doesn't this prove that Adar has to be 29 days? It's a fixed month. And therefore, well, if they don't come, we'll make Kiddush HaKadosh today regardless. Without them, we don't want to miss that opportunity to be Mekadosh HaKadosh Al Piriyah. That's a raya to this point. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. It all depends on the calendar. You're right, if day 30 happens to fall out on Shabbos, then you could argue your point. That if Adar is not a fixed month, then just wait till tomorrow. Why do you have to be Mechal Shabbos? Wait till Sunday, day 31, which will be a Chodesh Me'uvar. Then you're right, Hachinami. You prove it, your point is proven. Hachab my Skinner, you know what we're speaking about? What happened was that day 31 of Adar falls out on Shabbos. In which case, the Edom who saw the moon today on day 31 have to rush over to Bezin. There's no postponing. It's either today or never. You can't go past 31. Right? A month could either be 29 days or 30 days. If it's already day 31, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh either way. And unless the Edom hurry up and are Mechal Shabbos to come to Bezin to be made, you're going to miss the opportunity to be Mekadosh Chodesh Al Piriyah, the mitzvah Lekadosh Al Ur'iyah. You want to do the Kiddush HaChodesh based on the sighting of the Edom, which is a mitzvah, as we explained earlier. Kazei Rei V'Kadesh. So your raya is off. Perhaps Adar is a fluctuating entity, 29 days, 30 days. The Mishnah is speaking in a case where day 31 falls out on Shabbos. Hurry up, Edom. Be Mechal Shabbos. Otherwise, we're going to be Mekadosh today regardless of your arrival. And we're going to miss that opportunity to be Mekadosh Al Piriyah. That explains why they are Mechal Shabbos to arrive. We thought we had a riot from the Mishnah. One way or the other, Gemara says it's no riot. Here comes Akash. Masir Rav Kahana. How can you say Adar is always 29? Mishnah says, Kesha Migdosh Kayim. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Mechalin Af Al Kulon Apreit HaKonos HaKarvan. That would explain, that would justify Chilul Shabbos throughout all the months of the year. The Edom would rush to Bezin Apreit HaKonos HaKarvan. This way they know exactly on which day to bring the Karvan Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It should come out on the right day based on the proper lunar calculations and the proper Zman. So when we say at the Edom Olim Mechala for Nisan V'Tishrei, that's B'Zman Hazeh, we don't have the carbon Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. There's no real tzarech for them to rush over, but during the Mikdash, it justified every month. they were Mechal Shabbos, to come to Bezin to notify them that they saw the new moon, whether it was Nisan, Tishrei, Iyar, Sivan, doesn't matter. This will ensure that the marker of the carbon of Rosh Chodesh in its proper time based on the proper calculations of the Levana, which is an enhanced way to bring the carbon Musaf in the right time. Now, says the Gemara, Umidikulu lav mishum de mitzvah lakalish al ri'ah. The fact that we see here in the Mishnah that when the Midrash was standing, why were they Mechal Shabbos? We said, because we want it to happen in its right time. We want the Karbanot to be brought in the proper time based on the proper Cheshbon according to the sighting of the new moon. Not because it was just a benefit, an added perk that they wanted to be Mekadesh, not on their own calculation, but based on the fact that they saw the Edom. The fact that the Edom saw the moon. It doesn't seem that way from the Mishnah. It seems from the Mishnah that if the Edom don't arrive today, they will be marked the Karbanis not in a way that was aligned with the proper Zmanim. And that was the purpose of the Edom coming in on Shabbos. So that the Karbanis are brought in the proper time, based on the proper and the real, accurate sightings of the moon and the Zmanim of the Levana. If that's the case, Nisan v'Tishrei Nami, Lav Mishum de Mitzvah L'Kadosh Al Ha'Ri'ah. Apparently, when the Mishnah speaks about nowadays, when the Edom were no longer Mechal Shabbos for all the other months, the only thing that was left was Nisan v'Tishrei, and we assume now that it's based on the same way of thinking. It's based on the same reason. There's the same underlying principle behind everything, behind the Edom being Mechal Shabbos to arrive at Bezin. You know what the principle is? To do things with Zman in the proper time based on the sighting of the new moon. We want Rosh Chodesh to be established in the right time by Nisan v'Tishrei. We want the Me'adim, the Yom Tovim that are dependent on the Rosh Chodeshim of Nisan v'Tishrei to be established and observed in the right time based on the proper calculations and sightings of the new moon. That was the point of the Mishnah. That was the point of Yom Shabbos. Not that you would do it regardless of the Edom's arrival, just you want to do it al pi ri'iyah to be mekayem da mitzvah. No, it seems clear from the Mishnah. The point of the Edom was to add accuracy to the whole system during the Zman HaMikdash so that the Karban Musaf is brought in its right time, which otherwise wouldn't happen if the Edom wouldn't arrive in the right time. We wouldn't know when to make the Rosh Chodesh. And likewise, with Zman HaZeh, when we say Edom Mechal for Nisan v'Tishrei, is to ensure that the Rosh Chodeshim and those Yom Tovim, those 2 months, will be established in the right, proper time. That's what it seems in the Mishnah. Okay, how does it pertain to us? Okay, so if Adar is sometimes a Malah, sometimes a Chaser, that explains Mishnah Machim Chalulun. That's why the Eid Nachtu Mechal Shabbos to come to tell us exactly how to establish Rosh Chodesh Nis. We don't know. Is Adar a 29-day month, a 30-day month? So the coming of the Edom on Shabbos will ensure a properly timed Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a properly timed Pesach. Eli Amr Elam Chasa, but according to you that Adar is always 29 days, then either way we're going to make Rosh Chodesh at day 30. So what's the point of Mechal Shabbos? Am I Mechal Lilan? It doesn't justify Mechal Shabbos. Again, if the point is to ensure proper timing, well, they have that anyways. If Adar is always 29 days, it's a fixed month. It's a fixed, non-fluctuating entity. So why would the Edom Mechal Shabbos tell us about the new moon in honor of Rosh Chodesh Nisan? We don't need them to come. We can figure it out on our own. It's always going to be a 29-day Adar to Yufta. Indeed, this is a refutation of this concept. Apparently, no, Adar was a fluctuating entity. Unknown, 29, 30. That explains why the Mishnah says Edom will have to be Mechal Shabbos to tell us about Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, This way we can ensure a proper arrangement, a proper timing when it comes to those months which are the catalyst for the upcoming Yom Tov. So we can be masaking the Mayadam Bizmanon. Rashi says, Bizmanon Lefi Todos HaLavana, based on the revolutions and orbitings of the Levana. Indeed, this is a kasha, a refutation on this concept. So the Gemara proposed a concept where Adar is always a fixed 29-day month. We had a kasha, we had a raya, and the bottom line is we have a tiyufta on this concept. Kiyosu Ulo and Ula came to Bavel, Omar, he told him like this, Ibruhol El. You meant to know that in Eretz Yisrael, this year they decided to add a day to El. It was a 30-day month, which is something unusual, but they had to do it for the reasons we're going to mention soon. Amar Ula, and Ula continued to say, Yadi Chavrim Bavloi. Do my friends here on Bavel understand and appreciate Mighty Vusa Avdinim Badayu? What great favor we in Eretz Yisrael did on their behalf by adding a month to El, by pushing the Yom Tovim a day forward. Says, well, Mighty Vusa, what's the big deal? What's the Tovah here? Two reasons. Ula Amar, Mishum Yerkaya. To enable the vegetables to maintain their freshness. Which means that if Yom Tov happens to fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, so the vegetables picked before the two-day Yom Tov Shabbos sequence will become unfresh by the time a second day comes around. So by rearranging the month, by adding a day to El, by pushing Yom Tov a day forward, you're going to create a day, a cushion period between Yom Tov and Shabbos to allow picking fresh vegetables for the sake of Yom Tov. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Omar Moshe Isaiah, to maintain the honor, the respect for the mason. For instance, if Yom Kippur was meant to fall out on a Friday or on a Sunday, you'll have a mace lying for 2 days without burial. That's a bazillion mace. So by rearranging these months, they created a gap between Yom Tov and Shabbos, between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, to enable proper kvura of the mace. My binayu, is there any difference between the time of Yerukos or the time of mason? Yikir binayu, there would be a difference in the following case. Yom Kippurim shechalias achar Shabbos. Suppose Yom Kippur falls out on a Sunday. Now we'll have enough kamina. Manda aram mishum meisaya, ma'abrinan. If you hold of the time of mace, then we have to be ma'abr el. We have to rearrange the months. So that Yom Kippur is no longer on a Sunday, rather it's pushed a day forward on a Monday. You have a day in between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. So the mace doesn't lie around for 2 days. Umanda amar mishum yirkaya. But according to the reason of yirakos, of vegetables, doesn't apply here. Why? La'emas kaboluhu. When does he have to eat those vegetables? Lorta, Motzi Yom Kippur. Not having it on Yom Kippur. Well, Lorta, Motzi Yom Kippur at night. Toruch umaisi. Well, go ahead and pick some fresh vegetables. So this doesn't justify doing Ibur Achidish, because I'll just pick fresh vegetables, Motzi Yom Kippur. So the reason of mace applies, but not yirakos. Well, Lamanda Amar Mishum Yarkaya, La Abre Mishum Messiah. The one who proposed the time of Yerukos, fine, that doesn't apply, but the time of May still applies. That's a valid, legitimate reason. That also would justify Ibur HaChodesh. So even if the Yerukos are not a concern, but the May is, this can't be enough Kemina. Why wouldn't he hold up the time of May? Says Mo, you're right. In this case, all agree you do Ibur HaChodesh to allow proper tending of a mace. Ela ikub benayu, the nafkamina would be in a case of a Yom Tov. Hasamach l'Shabbos. If you have sukkahs falling out next to Shabbos, beim nefaneh, whether on a Friday, beim melachareh, or after Shabbos on a Sunday, ma'andam amar mishmir kaya ma'brinan. The one who gave the reason for the vegetables. Well, in this case, we have to do Ibra HaChodesh to push Shabbos and Yom Tov apart. So you don't have two consecutive days where your vegetables will wilt and become unfresh. Uman da aram mishum meisaya. But the one who said the reason is because of the mace, well, that's not a reason to make Ibur HaChodesh in this case. Efshar ba'amami. Even if you have a Yom Tov and a Shabbos next to each other, the halach is We learned this in Maseches Beitzah Daf Vav. You can have a non-Jew tend to a mace on Yom Tov, even on Yom Tov Rishon. So a mace would not be a concern in this case. So Yerukis are concerned, but not a mace. Says more the same kasha. L'madamar mishim yisaya, la'abri mishim yirukaya. I understand that this mandamar proposed, suggested the reason of mace, but why wouldn't he hold on the reason of Yerukis? Why isn't that a concern? So mace can be taken care of, but the Yerukis will become unfresh. He goes, that's not a concern. Efshe b'chamimi. Just dip it back into warm water, refresh the vegetables. So bottom line is, Ula tells us they did a favor to the Bnei Bavel by extending El, by rearranging the next month so that the Shabbos, the Yom Kippur, the Yom Tov are rearranged in a way that they don't pose a concern for mesim and unfresh vegetables. The bottom line is we have a case of an afkamina between both reasons. When the Yom Tov falls out next to Shabbos, the mace would not be a concern because the goyim can take care of the mace at that point, but the vegetables would be a concern. But that's only according to that mandamer. The other mandamer doesn't hold the vegetable concern because he says you can refresh it by soaking it in warm water. Ihachi says, well, if that's the case, Maishna Lididan, why does Ula say this is a great favor for the Bnei Bavel? Why only for us and Bavel? Isn't it beneficial for everybody, even in Eretz Yisrael? Even Eretz Yisrael, they benefit from this rearrangement of the month. No, says the Gemara, Lididan, for us in Bavel, which is a low-lying, humid area, Chavil Lun Alma. It's low-lying, it's humid, it's warm, in which case the mace can decompose, the vegetables get unfresh. And therefore, it was a favor for us. Lididu, as opposed to the Bnei Yisrael, live between the mountains, it's airy. Lechavil luhu alma, it's less warm and humid, and therefore these concerns don't apply. So in conclusion, Ula says, they would be ma'aber chodesh el, they would push Rosh Chodesh Tishrei a day forward for these various tzrachim, these needs, as we mentioned. Eini, is that so that you could rearrange your months according to your wishes, according to the community's needs? V'ata ni Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Bar Shmuel tells us, sounds like a brisa. Perhaps, just as we know, you can establish a shanamu beres, a leap year, litzorich, for various reasons discussed in the Gemara Sanhedrin. The same thing would apply to a leap month as well. You can go and add a month, a day to your month to address various needs. Is that so? No. Tamad loyma achidosh hazel lachem roish chadashim. What we learn from there, kazei reiva kadesh. You see it, be makadesh accordingly. You can't just ignore the new moon. Once you have a new moon, that's it. You have to be makadesh reish chadesh. You can't just push it off, postpone it a day. Amar Rava, it depends what you're trying to do. Like Kasha, the answer is kan la'abri. If you're trying to be ma'abr the chodesh, add a day, postpone Rosh Chodesh, go ahead, you can do that. If there is a need to do so. Because, first I'll explain, there are various considerations and calculations employed in Kiddush HaChodesh, Ni'ibra HaShana. One was calculation based, lunar and solar based, and one was all kinds of other factors factor into the equation. As long as the general arrangement of the year works out, doesn't have the authority, the ability to tweak and rearrange certain months based on certain community needs, as we mentioned here. So la'abroi, they can do. They can add a day to Elul for the Yerukaya, for the Messiah. Kan la'kachay. But to be Mekadosh earlier, that they can't. And that's what the Braisa meant. You can't advance Rosh Chodesh a day before it's really meant to be. V'chi ka'amar, the Braisa means like this. Perhaps you may think, just as you can be ma'aber, like an ishim will bear, as expectant woman, you can add to the year, make a leap year. V'sachodesh, add to the month, make a leap month, a 30-day month, litzorich, to address various needs. Kach mekachin sachodesh litzorich, perhaps you can be a kadesh to chodesh, which means to advance it a day earlier, to have a chodesh established before it's really meant to be. Kach mekachan zachodesh atzorach? Perhaps you can do that? No. Talmud lo yimar achodesh hazeh lachem. And we learn from here, kaze rei v'kadesh. Rashi says, rei t'chila, first take a look at the moon, and then be mekadesh. You can't just make Rosh Chodesh at whim. Well, today's Rosh Chodesh, even though you know the moon will only be seen tomorrow. That doesn't work. But to postpone, to push off a day, that you can do. Now explain, it's Ula. They postponed Elul. They added a day to Elul in order to address various needs of Meis and Yerek. As he tells us, they can manipulate, they can intimidate the Edom. Ala Chodesh Shenira Bezmane. Chodesh in the Gemara is generally referenced to the new moon, right, when the new moon was sighted. So if the Edom happened to see the new moon, Shenira Bezmane, which was seen in its right time, they can be Ma'ayim, they can shush them up, they can scare them off, so to speak. We don't want to hear from you today. Even though it was a Chodesh Shenira Bezmane, La'abri, if the point is to be Ma'abra, to postpone for whatever reason, they can do that. But in the reverse, it doesn't work. They can't force the Edom to testify that they saw the new moon shaloi bezmanai, to be mekadesh in advance, a day earlier. Even though we're coming to address various community needs, and perhaps it's not called a sheker because Bezdin did have the authority to arrange the months according to what they saw fit, what they saw was necessary. As long as the total arrangement, the end of the day of the year will work out. All kinds of calculations. The Gemara later speaks about Soida Ibur. It was a whole brisa, all kinds of hints and formulas and calculations on top of the ones we mentioned here. And the Maran Sanhedrin speaks about all kinds of other considerations. So there would be room, perhaps, to think that Bezdin could advance the Rosh Chodesh by a day if they saw fit. No, you can't do that. You could postpone, but you can't advance. Okay, so that's the bottom line. Ula wasn't trying to advance, he was just postponing, and that's legal. Any, is that so? That you're not meant to advance? He sent a message to Rabbi Ami. Have you yoidin? You meant to know. All throughout Rabbi Yechon's life, he would teach us as follows. Yes, ma'aymin ala edem ala chodesh. They would force the edem, they would intimidate them, they would twist their arms to be made that they saw the new moon ala chodesh shelo niru bezman, even though it was not yet seen in its right time, lekatre, to come and testify they saw it. Afa bishelo ra'u, even though they didn't see it, yoimru inu, they should go and say that they saw it. So apparently advancing the month is also legitimate, also legal. Amar Abai, it depends. Which months? Like Kasha, the answer is Hob Nisan v'Tishrei. If it's Nisan, it's Tishrei, where the Yom Tovim are dependent on those Rosh Chodashim, then if the Bezdin saw a need to advance it by a day, they went ahead and they were Ma'ayim on the Edom to do so. Hob B'Shar Yarchi, as opposed to other months, other Rosh Chodashim, we wouldn't do that. So Nisan v'Tishrei was crucial. The Yom Tovim will depend on those days, so even advancing the Rosh Chodesh by a day was an accepted practice, but not typically. So according to this approach in the Gemara, postponement was always okay. Advancing dafka by Nisan v'Tishrei. Rava Amar, he says like this: there is going to be a shita which does not allow manipulation whatsoever. The calendar always follows a set, standard, consistent formula. 30-day month, 29-day month, 30-day month, 29-day month. Malei chaser, malei chaser. We don't tweak, we don't rearrange, ever. And that's what the Bryce earlier meant. Rabbi Shmuel brought a pasuk, Chodesh Zelachem, Kazeirei V'Kadesh. You have to remain loyal to the signing of the moon. That's the Shita of Achirim. Rav Amar Hod Tani Rav Bar Shmuel, that we don't tweak the month at all, postpone or advance. Achirim, as Shita is Achirim, we don't paskal Achirim. The Sani Achirim Oimrim. A year is very predictable. Ain't been Atzeres La Atzeres. You know how many days there are going to be between Shavuos this year and Shavuos next year. Ve'ein bein Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah. You know how many days between this year Rosh Hashanah and next year? Ela Dalad Yamin Bavad. Exactly 4 days. So Shavuos this year is on a Sunday, next year it's going to be on a Thursday. Rosh Hashanah this year is on a Monday, next year on a Friday. You know why? A year consists of exactly 354 days, divided by weeks, divided by 7, gives you 50 weeks, plus 4 days, discrepancy. So next year's event gets pushed forward 4 days down the week. Very predictable, very consistent. If it would happen to be a leap year, Chamisha, you end up with a 5-day difference because the extra month is 29 days. Take out 4 weeks, so it's 28 days off. You're left with 1 day discrepancy. So that adds 1 day to the loose number that we had earlier. Instead of 4 days difference, it's 5-day difference between this year and next. That's it. So according to them, there's no advancement, no postponement. And that was the brisa of Rabbi Bar Shmuel. But according to us, you go ahead and advance and postpone according to the tzorech of the klal. Here comes a third shita. Rav Dimi min Ardoa masni ifcha. He learned the halacha the other way around. You can go ahead and advance, but not postpone. Ma'aymin ala edim. You can force the edim ala chodesh sheloy nir bezmanu lekatre. Even if they didn't see the chodesh. Still pre-mailad. We can do it lekatre to allow kiddush hachodesh a day earlier, if they saw need, they saw fit. Ve'ein ma'ayimin ala edim ala chodesh shenir bezmanu la'abri, but to be ma'ayim, to intimidate the edim, to be made regarding the chodesh that they saw bezmanu, shush them up and say no, wait till tomorrow la'abri to create a Chodesh Mu'uber, a leap month, a 30-day month, we don't do that. You know why? My time, Hai Michzik is Shikra. When the Chodesh was seen, and it's right time, and they're going to shush them up, perhaps other people saw the moon. Michzik is Shikra, looks like falsehood. What's going on here? Where's the Bezdin? We don't want to create a Sheker impression. So you can't postpone, you can't procrastinate. Highly Michzik is Shikra, as opposed to advancing, doesn't appear like falsehood because people will just say, look, I haven't noticed the new moon yet. It happens. Not everybody sees the new sliver. So advancement of the Chodesh is acceptable, but not postponement. So we have three shitas. According to the first shita, postponement is an accepted practice. Advancement only in Nisan v'Tishrei because of the importance of those months. According to Achirim, we don't postpone or advance. According to the most recent Shita, postponement is Mechzik Shikra. Advancement is acceptable. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel was an expert in astronomy. He says like this, I can establish a formula, a system which can be followed by all those communities, those outlying communities in Galus. They can follow this formula and figure out their Rashi Chadashim and their Yomim Tovim without receiving word from the Edom, from Bezdin, I can help them out and figure it all out for them. Amalei Abba. So Abba, that was his name. He turned to Shmuel. And Abba was Avua, the Rabbi Simloi, who was Rabbi Simloi's father, and he turned to Shmuel. Lishmuel. Really? You can do that? That's pretty impressive. Yoda Mar. Mar, Master, are you familiar with the following concept? Hai Milsa. This seemingly obscure passage found in the Brisa, the Sanya Besoide Iber. Rashi says it was a Brisa called Soide Iber, which had Rimazim, all kind of cryptic formulas, which formed the basis for the concept of Iber Hashanah, Iber Chodesh. Are you familiar with the following statement? Noilat Koidim Chatzois, Noilat Acha Chatzois. It depends when the Moilat occurs. Before or after Chatzois, Moilat is the time when the Levana gets a bit offset, get pushed away, offline from the sun. So you have the sun and the moon, which is pretty much in line with the sun at the end of the month. That's why you don't see anything of that moon, because the lit portion is facing the sun. And during Moilad, what happens is there's an offset. The moon pulls away, lags behind the sun, because the moon is revolving around the world. So the moon moves away, and you start seeing a little sliver of that moon being lit up by the sun. As the month continues, the moon lags away until it goes all the way to the other side, and the sun and the moon are the opposites of the world. In any case, Rashi speaks about the Meilat, the current before Eftach Chatzos. You know what that means? Neilat Koidem Chatzos or Neilat Achach Chatzos. There's a difference between if the Neilat is before Eftach Chatzos. Are you familiar with that? Could you explain that to me? Amar Leish Shmuel responds, Lo, actually, I'm not sure what that means. I'm not proficient with that halacha, with that formula. Amar Leish Abba responds, Look, Midaho Lo Yod Amar. Well, if you don't understand what this is, surely there are other things, other factors, other equations, other formulas, which you don't either know, and therefore you shouldn't be involved in establishing the Ibra Shon, Ibra Chodesh for the Golus. So what exactly, indeed, does this mean? The more soon will explain for us. Kisolik Rabzeir went there to Yisrael. We found the experts in Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. So he learned some new things, and he sent back to his friends in Babel. Shalach Lu, he sent them a couple of things. Firstly, Sorach Shehei Laila V'yoy Min HaChodesh. Rosh Chodesh can only be established on a day which will include its night and its day. Meaning, let's say you saw the old moon, the tail end of last month's moon, at the beginning of the night, that night and following day have been committed. They no longer could be used for the next month. Because the Morsum will explain for us that a Yom Tov, a Rosh Chodesh, encompasses day and night as one unit. And therefore, it only works if the entire unit, night and day, are considered part of the new month. That's number one. Number two, remember that cryptic statement regarding Noilad before Eftach Chatzos? I'll tell you what it means. V'zu she'amar Abba. The statement quoted by Abba, who was Avua, the father of Rabbi Simloi, regarding Noilad before Eftach Chatzos, you know what that means? Mechashven es Teldas, want to calculate the Moilad Halavana, when it occurred. If it's Noilad Koidem Chatzos, we know for a fact that the birth, so to speak, of the new moon, the point in time where you can start seeing a tiny sliver of that moon. If it happened before Chatzos, then Biyadua Shenira Samach L'Shkia Sachama. Then you know for a fact that it could have been sighted before Shkia. So we'll explain what this means. That's if it happened before Chatzos. But Loi Milad Kodem Chatzos. Suppose in Milad did not occur before Chatzos, then you know for a fact Biyadua Shelo Nira Samach L'Shkia Sachama. You could not conceivably have noticed that sliver of new moon before Shkia. What does this mean? Say we're working with the Zman HaMoilad in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, that's what we follow. When we speak about the Moilad is going to be on Tuesday, this and this time, we mean that the first time we're going to see the moon anywhere in the world is going to take place on Tuesday, this and this time in Eretz Yisrael, meaning when it's this time in Eretz Yisrael, the Moilad will occur somewhere in the world. So it's Eretz Yisrael based. So let's work with Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael now. And we're speaking about the Moilad occurring before Chatzos. Now, you have to know one thing. It's too small to see at that point. The sliver is just too tiny and undiscernible. And also blinded by the sun. So the first 6 hours, you will not see anything. Even though there was a Moilad, technically the moon and sun were offset a bit. They're not directly facing each other. So there was some sort of movement, but the sliver is too small to be noticed, and you'll have to wait at least 6 hours. So basically, the last 6 hours of the old moon, of the previous month, nothing to see. The moon, first 6 hours, nothing to see. It says the Gemara. Let's hear an Eretz Yisrael. It's Chatzos. Sun is up in the sky, midpoint. And the moon, right? Sun, moon. And the moon started lagging behind the sun. That's the point of Moilad. So it's offset. You can start seeing, but you don't actually see it. But technically, it's been offset, and there is some sliver there. this happens, you can be sure that you'll notice the new moon before Shkia. 6 hours later, as soon as the sun dips down, there's Shkia. Of course, it's not the sun dipping, it's the earth moving, but we're speaking from our perception, the way we see things from here on earth. So it looks like the sun just set, and the moon lagging behind it will be visible for a short moment before Shkia, and then it follows down and disappears behind the earth until the next morning. Right? Because the moon is actually revolving around the earth. And at the end of the month, it sort of lines up with the sun and then pulls away. So again, if the Neilad occurs before Chatzos, 6 hours later, the moon pulls back enough, it can actually see it at the point of Shkia, which is 6 hours later. For 6 hours, you can't see it. But 6 hours later, at the point of Shkia, the sun disappears, it gets dark, and you notice that sliver of the moon, and then it disappears. So again, Neilad Kedem Chatzos. If you know the Neilad took place before Chatzos, then you know for sure that you can notice that moon before Shkia, for a short moment before Shkia. But lo neilad kedem chatzos, suppose you know according to calculations that the moed was not before chatzos, was on or after chatzos, then you can't possibly notice that new moon on that day, because you can't notice for the first 6 hours. You'll know for a fact that that moon was not noticed before Shkia. Still too early, too young, too small. What's the point of knowing this? If you want to contradict the Edom, you know for a fact that the Moed was too late in the day to be noticed that day. And the Edom said, we saw it in that day. You know they're speaking falsehood. So it's an important formula to know. And that's the secret behind that statement. Noed kedem chatzos, it can be seen today. Noed ach chatzos, it cannot be seen today. Furthermore, says Rav Zeira, I'll teach you some more regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Nachman. Chav Dalet Shoi Michses Yara. You meant to know that between old and new moon, there is a period of 24 hours where the moon is not seen at all. Nothing. Now, sure, it's a 24-hour total, but which part of that 24 hours belongs to the old moon, in which case the old moon is not visible, and which part belongs to the new moon? Well, it depends on your vantage point. It depends where you're living. Lididan, for us, in Bavel, which is more to the east of Eretz Yisrael, Shismi'at Tikta, we will not notice the last 6 hours of the old moon, V'tamni Shrimichalata, nor 18 hours of the new moon. Totally invisible for us. Lididu, for those in Eretz Yisrael, who are more to the west of Bavel, Shismachanta, they'll notice. They won't notice 6 hours of the beginning of the new moon, Vitam Nesrima Tikta, and 18 last hours of the old moon. Soon we'll explain what this is. Again, Man of Kemina, what's the point of knowing this? Amar Vashi, like Chushi Sahadi, to contradict the Edom. Let's say the Edom say, you know, we saw the old moon and the new moon within 24 hours of each other is speaking falsehood. It's impossible. Now, there are several ways to explain Al Gemara. The Ben Ari takes a simple approach as follows. We mentioned that we're going to focus on the Moilad as per Eretz Yisrael time. Let's pick the standard case that we mentioned earlier. Moilad takes place before Chatzos, Eretz Yisrael time. So when Eretz Yisrael, it's midday, the sun is up in the air, and the Levana is moving away gradually, backing away from the sun, creating that Moilad effect right before Chatzos. Okay? So for the fellow in Eretz Yisrael, he'll have to wait 6 hours until the moon blags enough, pulls away at the point of Shkia. 6 hours later, he'll notice the moon for a short moment until it dips. That's for him. The fellow in Bavel will not notice that moon. You know why? Because he's more to the east. Let's say he's an hour ahead. Okay? Time zone wise, an hour ahead. So when the Moilad occurred in Eretz Yisrael, right before Chatzos, for him it was already 1 o'clock p.m. Okay? Now, before Shkia time in Eretz Yisrael, which is 6 hours later, the fellow in Eretz Yisrael can notice the moon, because it's already 6 hours, but the fellow in Bavel already experienced the Shkia an hour ago, when the moon was still up here. Too close to be seen, it was too close to the sun. Right? It was only 5 hours after the Mailat. So Shkia and Bavel is an hour earlier. In which case, it's still too early to see that moon. It's only 5 hours old. He won't notice it until the next morning, when the sun rises, followed by the moon. So he won't notice it the first six, plus the whole night until sometime the next morning, which is about 18 hours. He'll be missing the first 18 hours of the new moon. So the fellow on his shul missed the first 6 hours. The fellow on Bavel, he missed that Shki opportunity, which happened too early for him. He'll miss that and the whole night. About 18 hours later, he'll first see the new moon. So the fellow on Yisrael misses the first 6 hours of the new moon. The fellow on Bavel misses the first 18 hours. Right? Once Shkia happens, it's all the way on the other side of the earth. He won't see it until the next morning when it rises with the sun. That explains the new moon. What about how many hours you're missing of the old moon? Again, that depends where you're standing. The fellow on Yisrael, he's going to miss 18 hours, the last 18 hours of the old moon. Why? Again, where is Yisrael? So it's Chatzos, sun is up here, the moon is starting to get offset. Now, let's backtrack. What happened at sunrise, the beginning of that day? He couldn't see the moon, this fellow on Yisrael, because it was within 6 hours of the Mailat. You can't see a moon within 6 hours of the Mailat either way. Right? So he didn't notice it that morning, and the last time he noticed it was the previous evening. So he missed 6 plus the previous 12. So that's 18 hours of the old moon, the last 18 hours he didn't see. So the fellow on Yisrael misses the last 18 of the old and the first 6 of the new. The fellow on Bava, on the other hand, he's an hour ahead. So the Moilub, which occurred at Yisrael Chatzos, was for him really already 1 p.m. So at sunrise, in Bavel, it was still 7 hours before the Mailat. It was still visible for him. It was not yet within 6 hours of the Mailat. So the fellow in Bavel noticed that moon at sunrise. An hour later, he stopped seeing it because it was within 6 hours of the Mailat Nesh Yisrael. So he misses the last 6 hours, but he noticed the moon right before 6 hours. He doesn't miss the last 18 of the old moon. He only misses 6 hours. That's how we get our formula. The fellow on Bavel missed the last 6 hours of the old moon and the first 18 of the new moon. Right? The fellow on Yisrael is the other way around. He only missed the first 6 hours of the new moon, but 18 of the old moon. Again, very briefly, we're speaking about in Eretz Yisrael. The moil happened before Chatzos, Eretz Yisrael time. Okay, so the fellow on Yisrael, we'll see that new moon right before Shkia, which is about 6 hours later, right? But he didn't see it from morning to Chatzos, which was within 6 hours, right? Because the moment happened right before Chatzos, too close to sunrise. So he missed it that six, plus the night before, because the moon was on the other side of the earth. So 18 of the last he missed, and 6 of the new. The fellow on Bavel, he's an hour ahead. So when we speak about the moil occurring before Chatzos, and it's a stroll, for him it's already 1 p.m. So at sunrise, it was more than 6 hours to the Mailat. At sunrise in Bavel, it was 7 hours to the Mailat. So you can see the new moon. So he wasn't missing the last 18-hour stretch. The only thing he missed was the last 6 hours of the old moon. Now, when it comes to the new moon, which is only visible 6 hours later, so in Eretz Yisrael, it's just perfect timing. It's right before Shkia. So you can notice it right before Shkia. But the fellow in Bavel, for him, Shkia happened when the moon was still up in the air. An hour earlier, because he's an hour ahead. At that point, it was still too close to the sun. It was only 5 hours after the Mailat, so he missed that opportunity. He'll have to wait a whole night again. It's another 12 hours, about 18 hours in total. So that's what the Gemara means. Let's just see the words again. Let's just back up a few lines. Amar Abzira, Amar Avnachman, Chav Dal Shoy, Michse Sahar. You meant to know that typically the moon is invisible for a period of 24 hours between the old moon and the new moon. It all depends on proportion now. Who's going to be missing which part of the old, which part of the new? What they done for us in Bavel? Shis me'atikta. You're going to miss the last 6 hours of the old moon. V'tav nisri mechanta. And 18 of the new moon. What they do, the ones in Eretz Yisrael, the other way around. Shis mechanta. They'll miss the first 6 hours of the new moon. V'tav nisri me'atikta. And 18 of the old. Manaf gibi, what's the point of knowing this formula? Om Ravashi l'chushis sadi to contradict the Edom. Who may claim, well, we saw the old and the new within 24 hours, impossible. There's always a 24-hour gap between the two moons. Let's go back to the halacha we mentioned earlier on Amar. Sorach shehei laila v'yom min hachadosh. Rosh Chodesh has to incorporate the previous night and the following day. You can't split apart the day. Menol, how do we know? Of two pesuk. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, me'erev ad erev. The fast of Yom Kippur begins me'erev, the night before, till the next night. So it's a full unit, a 24-hour unit. Yom Tov works like that. Rosh Chodesh works like that. It's one single unit. Rosh Lakish Amar, another pasuk, ad yoyim ha'echad v'esem l'chodesh be'erev. Pasuk speaks about eating matzo on Pesach until day 21 of Nisan at night. So you have to finish the entire set of days, day and night, day and night. You can't split apart the days. A night and the following day is one unit. My benayu, is there any difference between this pasuk or that? Abayi Omer, no. Mashmoyz dershnik benayu. It's just a question of where to derive the concept from. But in halacha, it's all the same. Right? So if you see the old moon at the beginning of the night, that day has been canceled. That day belongs to last month. You can't establish a shchedesh on that day. Rav Amar, no, there is a difference. Chatzos laili kebenayu. Let's say they saw the moon at the beginning of a night, until chatzos. Perhaps the first segment of a night, until chatzos, sort of can relate to yesterday. Doesn't necessarily have to be committed to the following day, as we find by Matzah. The one who brings a raya from Yom Echad v'esrim l'chodesh be'erev, which is speaking about Matzah. Take a look at Matzah. What happens there? You know, throughout Pesach, you don't have to eat Matzah, except for one time, the first night. Until Chatzos, the mitzvah achilas matzah, which is sort of related to the current Pesach, a matzah semurim yichlu, apparently it relates back to the previous day, which is Zman Shechitas Pesach, which extends sort of into the following night. You know that by Kachem, the Laila is Hilach Achayom, which means that you can eat a carbon the Yom Shechita and the following night. So the fact that the Torah is mitzvah us to eat matzah on the first night. And it sounds like it's an association with the Korban Pesach. A matzah semurim yichluhu. Korban Pesach is eaten with matzah. So, until Chatzos, it still relates to the previous day. It's still the Zman of the Pesach. And therefore, according to this approach, or Shlakish's approach, even if the new moon was, the old moon was still seen at night, but it was still till Chatzos, it still relates to yesterday and doesn't interfere with tomorrow being Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to the other Pesach, Me'erev ad Erev. Yom Kippur starts, beginning of the night, until the next night. The whole night belongs to tomorrow. We can't split apart the night. Amar Abzera, here comes another halacha. The name of Abzera, regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. Amar Abzera, Amar Nachman, kol Sveika. Whenever the Bnei Chutzlars have a suffix, they make Sveika Deyema, they observe 2 days Yom Tov, it's always like Kamei Shadidan. We go forward. Right, so let's say, they're not sure when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was established. So they have to start counting. 1, 2, 3, from what day? Well, they have to take into account all possibilities. Suppose Adar was a 29-day month, and then came Rosh Chodesh. That becomes day 1, next day 2, and day 15 is Pesach, but day 16 is also Pesach. Maybe Adar was a 30-day month, Rosh Chodesh was a day further. So it's always going to be Lekameh going forward. The suffix always applies a day forward. Lememer, what does he mean? The chameser, v'shitzer, 15 and 16 of Dinan we observe. 15 and 16 of Nisan are considered Pesach, just to account for all possibilities. A 29-day other and a 30-day other. But we never go back. Our basically of Dinan, we don't observe day 14 of Nisan as Pesach. Why would you? Let's be concerned about day 14 as well. Why? Dilma chasrua la'av, v'chasrua la'el. Perhaps there were 2 months in a row that consisted of 29 days. So in the case of Sukkot, how do you know that it's either today or tomorrow? Maybe it's also yesterday. Maybe Av and El were both 29-day months, in which case you have to start a day back. Maybe that happened. Says Gemara, it's not probable. Tre yarchi chaseri. When there are 2 missing months in a row, that's big news. That's unusual. Kol islu. It makes waves. They would have heard about it. They would have heard that not only Tammuz was a missing month, as per the Seder HaChadashim, Tammuz is generally missing. generally a 29-day month. And if they would have done Tamas and of 29 days, they would have heard about it, because there's ample time for that news to arrive. We're speaking about middle of Tishrei. They would have found out that Av was a 29-day month, in which case Rosh Chodesh El was established on day 30. They would have found out that 2 months in a row, something unusual, and there's also enough time for that to arrive, for that news to have arrived and be received by Bnei Golos. And therefore, we're never concerned about that possibility, that perhaps we have to backtrack a day. That's not part of the equation here. The only suffix we do have it is regarding the most recent Rosh Chodesh. So it's regarding Sukkahs, we have to start asking regarding Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. When was it? How long was El? Was 29? Was it 30? So Yom Tov is either today, if it was a 29-day month, or tomorrow, if El was a 30-day month. So that's why Yom Tov Sukkahs falls out on day 15 or day 16, but it's never going to apply to day 14. Okay, so what did we learn today? We started regarding Chodesh Adar. There was a sheet in the Gemara that Adar is always 29 days, and the Gemara made a Tuyufta, refuted that precept. The Gemara spoke about a possibility of adding a day, or deducting a day from the month based on the Tzorech of the Messiah, of the Erkaya. And the Gemara's conclusion was that there are really two reasons, two separate reasons. What would be the nafkamina between Messiah being concerned about the May spoiling or the Yerek spoiling? Nafkamina would be if Yom Tov and Shabbos fall next to each other. So the May's concern doesn't apply, because even if there was a May on Yom Tov, a guy could take care of him. But the Yerek, the vegetable concern, does apply. The other Shita doesn't agree, because he says he could just refresh it by soaking in hot water. So when indeed do we add or subtract for these purposes, Letzorech? According to Shita Zacherim, we never do so. According to another Shita in the Gemara, postponement is allowed, but advancement is only allowed in special circumstances, for instance, Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Tishrei, or Shdi Yom Tovim are dependent upon. According to another Shita, advancement is mutter, but not postponement. Mechzik is shukr, appears like falsehood when people start noticing the new moon and there's no new month. Reb Zeira taught us some things regarding Kiddush HaChodesh, actually four things. Firstly, the Laila belongs to the following day, and Rosh Chodesh has to be a unit that incorporates the previous night as well. Some say, well, until Chatzos, that does not have to be included. He spoke about the fact that the last 6 hours and first 6 hours of the moon is totally invisible. In fact, there is a 24-hour gap for any given individual where he will not see that moon. Well, it depends where you are, above and below, and the proportions are based accordingly. And we learned that Sveik HaDiyayim is always going to be 15 and 16 of Nisan, 15 and 16 of Tishrei, but never a day earlier. Kol Tov to you, and much Hatzlacha.